There's a ballot box battle brewing at the state capitol. Last year, you may recall, lawmakers approved a controversial election law, which, among other things, changed who can turn in early ballots and how many signatures it takes for some party's candidates to get on the ballot. House Bill 2305 prompted critics to collect enough signatures to put the law up for a vote this November. Now the legislature is considering repealing last year's law, which would head off this fall's referendum. State Senator Michelle Reagan heads up the groups formed to defend the law. The Scottsdale Republican says she's very much in favor of repealing the law and keeping it off the ballot.
I wrote many parts of 2305, so I like the policy behind it, but I think that, this was an unintended consequence when they went to go, when opposition groups went and got signatures to put it on the ballot to repeal it. I don't know that anybody realized that, it going on the ballot makes everything voter protected. And because it's such a large bill and it covers so many areas, the thought of that all being locked and the legislature being unable to change any of it ever, I don't think serves Arizona voters, no matter what party they're in.
Well, so some of these opposition groups, as I'm sure you know, are suggesting that this repeal is basically trying to circumvent the opportunity for Arizonans to vote on this issue. I mean, I'm guessing that you don't see it that way.
No, I'm seeing it the way that we've never had a referral since the implementation of Proposition 105.
The Voter Protection Act, as it's
Correct.
More commonly called.
So this is uncharted legal territory.
How many of the provisions of 2305 do you expect to see in separate bills this year?
Well, I have asked that we don't do any in separate bills this year, which is hard for me to do because, like I said, I was a very big supporter of this package. But the fact is we do need to respect the will of all of those people who signed the petitions to put it on the ballot. And we, by respecting them, by saying they didn't like this law, they were uncomfortable with it, so let's go ahead and repeal it. I disagree with the sentiment that some of my colleagues have that, well, let's repeal it, but then let's just replace provisions of it separately. That, to me, is a slap in the face to voters.
So given the fact that you chair the Senate Elections Committee, presumably any bill that would be in reference to something that had been in HB 2305 would come through your committee, would you not give it a hearing, given that you wouldn't want it to become law?
You know, that's something that I've been having discussions with Senate leadership about. So that would be my initial response would be, yeah, I mean, that's not my preferred option, is to have to piecemeal this and to circumvent kind of what I see as the will of 147,000 people who signed those petitions. I've been trying to talk to as many people in the House and Senate as possible to say, let's focus on repealing this and get it off the books. And let's all just walk away and take a breather before we start doing that. So I'm hoping that they listen and that I'm not put in that position. Because remember, a lot of those pieces in that bill were actually some of my bills. So it would be very hard for me to hold things that I actually wrote last year.
State Senator Michelle Reagan. Referendum supporters are not excited about the attempt to repeal the law. Julie Earfley chairs the Protect Your Right to Vote Committee, which worked to refer the law to the ballot.
I know that the goal is to repeal it, and that would make all of us ecstatic if that's what they wanted, to actually just repeal 2305. Unfortunately, members of the Republican caucus have already made it crystal clear that they don't actually wish to repeal it because they know it's a bad idea. They want instead to repeal it so that they can then re-implement it piece by piece in separate bills.
So a few of the people who supported the bill last year and now support the repeal this year have said, we have no intention of reintroducing any provisions. Senator Michelle Reagan has said that, you know, it's her belief right now that if any of those bills come before her committee in the Senate, that she wouldn't want to give them a hearing. It sounds like you don't necessarily believe that that's what's going to happen.
I don't believe it because they've also said in other publications that, in fact, the goal is to reintroduce parts of this bill. And while I believe it's possible they may not reintroduce them in this year's session, definitely the goal is to introduce them in next year's session. And I think the reason they would delay that is because they know that there would be a legal challenge. And it's also a good way to allow some time to lapse so perhaps the voters forget that they've already gone through this fight.
Is there any concern among supporters of the referendum that some of the less controversial provisions of 2305, if the bill is defeated in November, if it's on the ballot, that those provisions would become voter protected and things that might be an okay thing in your mind to actually enact wouldn't be able to be enacted without a separate vote?
No, actually, because we're not even sure if that's true. I mean, there's a lot of disagreement right now on whether the Voter Protection Act would actually apply to that, mainly because it's not really been challenged in the courts. There just isn't much legal history on this.
At this point, what is your level of optimism that Arizona voters will, in fact, vote on this in November?
Well, I'm not completely optimistic that the legislature is going to let this go to the voters. I wish that I was more optimistic that they would let the voters have their say. Unfortunately, they've done an incredible job of ensuring that the voters don't get to have their say. But I think with all of the pressure and with all of the people who are standing up and saying we want our voices heard, I think we have a better than 50% chance, I would say, that, you know, that this does get to the voters.
Should lawmakers approve the repeal and then approve some of the provisions separately that were in last year's bill, do you think that you would be able to work the same coalition to try to get that to get those provisions on the ballot?
I think that's possible. Clearly, that would be much more difficult, particularly if they did that in a series of bills, for instance, four different bills. You know, as you may know, to get a referendum, to get a bill referred to the ballot, it is a much more difficult process. It's been, I believe, almost 30 years since this has happened, other than 2305. So this is a very rare occurrence.
Julie Earfley, chair of the Protect Your Right to Vote Committee. A state House committee was scheduled to vote on the repeal yesterday, but the bill was held. That delay, however, will probably be a short one. It's back on the Judiciary Committee's agenda for next week.